You're listening to The Morning Minute with Job 210 Ministries.
Ezra chapter 4, verse 3. But Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads of the fathers' houses in Israel said to them, "You have nothing to do with us in building the house to our God. We alone will build it to the Lord, the God of Israel, as Cyrus the king of Persia has commanded us." So yesterday we talked about, we had people who were not part of the Israelites coming and saying they wanted to be part, they wanted to help and assist and seek God. And then here we have the people of Israel's response. And although it's in the Bible, I'm not 100% sure that this is necessarily given to us as the right response. It may be an example of how not to respond. The reasons that I would say that is you don't see the leaders of Israel seeking guidance or counsel from God. At the end, they say, "We're going to do it without you because Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us to do it." And I think it's very sad that there was a chance when there could have been harmony and people of all groups coming together to work for God, and they didn't. Because of whatever reason, doesn't matter. There were reasons that Zerubbabel and Joshua and the heads of the houses decided were too big and too divisive, and it kept them separated rather than coming together as image bearers of God. Let's learn from their example, and let's not do that. Let's, instead of looking for reasons to exclude people, look for reasons to include more and more people into God's kingdom and tell everyone the good news. Don't let there be any difference that's too big to stop us from telling somebody about Jesus and his love for them. Have a great day.